News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
News Talk reporter Emily Keegan reporting on the trial of Jeffrey Donaldson. And yesterday, and by the way, of course, obviously some of the details of what we are about to discuss may be inappropriate for small ears. So if you want to rejoin us in 6 or 7 minutes, that would be probably advisable if you have kids with you. Emily, the prosecution yesterday laid out what the jury can expect in terms of the evidence they will hear. What did they say?
Yeah, so Prosecutor Rosemary Walsh opened the prosecution's case yesterday afternoon. And just a quick reminder that the former DUP leader faces 18 charges, including one of rape involving two alleged victims, and he denies all of the charges. Now, the alleged victims in this case are entitled to lifetime anonymity, the same as they would be in the South. So throughout my report here, I'll be referring to them as Complainant A and Complainant B. So in opening the case, the prosecution told the jury it's important to bear in mind that anything said in her statement yesterday and her summary isn't evidence. So the same goes here. None of this yet is evidence that has been put to the jury. But there was a summary given of Complainant B and Complainant A's police interviews that took place in March 2024 when they made their formal complaints regarding both Jeffrey Donaldson and his wife Eleanor, who faces 5 charges that she also denies. And Ms. Walsh told the jury that Complainant B on the 11th of March 2024 told police she was sexually abused by Jeffrey Donaldson as a child. She said there were 2 incidents that she remembers vividly because she was afraid at the time. The prosecution said the complainant during one of those incidents claimed Eleanor Donaldson walked in and then walked away, closing the door behind her, when she alleges that Mr. Donaldson followed her into a room at a house and lifted her top to touch her chest. She also, in this recorded interview the jury heard, will tell police that she can't remember how often Mr. Donaldson touched her, but she thinks it was a lot. And then in the case of the police interview for Complainant A, which took place on the 8th of March 2024, the jury was told that Complainant A says Jeffrey Donaldson would have touched her chest area multiple times as a child and kissed her inappropriately. She remembers one occasion when he actually put his tongue in her mouth. In the police interview, the jury will hear that she remembers this occasion because it lasted the longest, but she does think that it happened other times. The jury were also given details about how the 2 complainants came forward. So they were told that they connected in January 2024 and made their first formal complaint on the 7th of March 2024.
Was Jeffrey Donaldson in court while all of this was being discussed?
He was sitting in the dock guarded by 2 court staff, and he was taking notes throughout the entire proceedings in a notebook. He was present. Eleanor Donaldson will not be present, although she is also on trial at the same time, because people will remember that she's facing a trial of facts, so she's not facing a criminal conviction, so she won't be present for the proceedings, but Jeffrey will.
Now, the jury, of course, has yet to make a decision as to whether or not the allegations being made are true. They are nonetheless egregious, and you have left out some of the more horrifying of them, appropriately enough, given the time. Jeffrey Donaldson, was there any sense of any reaction from him when this was being said?
He was quite composed. I think the fact that he was taking notes, he was quite focused on what he was doing. So there was no obvious reaction, no visible reaction from him. Also, the fact that his defence team will, of course, have gone through this with him. He'll be very aware of what is going to come up, and I would imagine that he's prepared himself for that. And the fact that he denies the charges as well, so that will be in his mind.
And what's the expectation for what the jury will hear today?
Yeah, so it's expected the jury will hear the first piece of evidence from Complainant A today, and this will be given via video link from a separate room. So Complainant A won't be in the actual courtroom, but the jury will still be able to see and hear her.
Emily, thank you very much. That is Emily Keegan there reporting for us from Newry. Emily Keegan, of course, News Talk reporter. Now, Metrolink is going to be a few years delayed. And by the way, I should say, if you've been affected by any of the issues in that interview, you can, of course, contact the Dublin Rape Crisis National Helpline on 1-800-77-8888.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.